Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty isn't feeling his best. He's contracted something. So he'll be back in whenever he is. Meanwhile, I'm here. Yesterday, I finally saw a draft of the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Plan. And you may have heard that a consulting firm, along with the city, has been working on this for some time now, interviewing a lot of people, including myself and Jason, and a lot of people in the artistic or creative community in town who will help shape how Laguna goes forward and in what way it continues to be an art colony. And this plan is being discussed soon. This Friday, actually, is a big discussion on it. And then the city will decide in what way they choose to implement it. So, you know, it's 44 pages. I can't define the whole thing for you, but I thought I'd summarize some of this draft since I know the public probably doesn't get to see this. And I think it's important that everybody knows what's going on here because this is a long process and something the city is taking very seriously and could make a major change in town, one very specifically that I'll talk about. So basically, the stuff that they say they learned from their interviews and from research in town is that Laguna wants to continue to be recognized as a community where artistic activities are part of daily life, and it's a center for artistic innovation and creativity. Laguna has a high rate of attendance for nearly all types of art events, but people want to attend more art events in Laguna Beach. They show that a vast percentage of people go out of town to go to museums or art talks or other cultural experiences, and we want to see more things in town aside from, say, Festival of the Arts that contribute to that need. Some people said in the interviews that Laguna's artistic identity is important and valued, yet it needs to be needs to evolve in some way, that it's stagnated for some time. And this is the big one. There's substantial public support for a new cultural facility, a new cultural arts center, they're calling it, that would be a physical space where some of this programming, some of these events, and some of this culture can be fostered. They point out that Laguna's nonprofit sector generates far greater economic impact than national averages, including more than $2 million in local government revenues annually. That's thanks to some big ones in town, like Festival of the Arts. But yeah, we do have more nonprofits than anybody in Orange County. And then so these are their goals, basically, with the plan. That's some of the information they learned. Here are the four goals that they want to achieve when implementing this plan. Goal one, facilitate and enable working artists to have thriving careers based in Laguna Beach. Recognize and promote the role and value of Laguna Beach working artists. Build community and connection among Laguna Beach working artists. Support development of affordable artists' live, work, and production spaces. Indeed, develop stronger linkages for art students to interact with Laguna Beach arts community. So that goal to me is saying we don't want artists to leave Laguna. We don't want Laguna to be too expensive. We don't want the city to not support local artists. We want them to continue coming here and stay here like they have for centuries. And young people, this is my big thing that I actually would like to see more of in this plan. Young people need a reason to come to Laguna and need to be able to live in Laguna some way on their own income. And right now that's nearly impossible. So the only organization that can aid them in that is the city. Landlords aren't going to do it. They have no motivation to do it. But the city can help students and young people and millennials come to Laguna and start a business or be an artist or whatever. Goal two, expand the availability of engaging arts offerings for residents and visitors. So they want to provide more easily accessible, informal, and year-round arts activities citywide and in the community. I imagine they expect to do this through the new Cultural Arts Center. Goal three, enhance Laguna Beach's artistic identity and reputation through greater connection with the global art world and multidisciplinary creativity. They want to create one or more new high-profile arts events designed to promote Laguna. So they want to create some year-round informal events and one new high-profile arts event akin to, you know, Festival of the Arts or Sawdust. And finally, they want to enhance cultural leadership for Laguna Beach. They want to build new leadership on Laguna Beach's deep resource of prominent artists, business people, and community leaders. So a lot of language in there. You know, I don't expect us all to process all of this right now, but as I said, it's being discussed and it's something really important to pay attention to. I really do like the consultant team that's putting this together, and I trust their opinion on what needs to be done with this town, as nobody has done a plan like this since 1995. So perhaps since then, if you've lived here that long, it's felt like we haven't really changed, and more people have started to visit, and streets get more and more crowded, and businesses pop up that maybe aren't a fit for this town. Well, perhaps this will help push us or shape us in the right direction. I have a feeling, well, I know, the Cultural Arts Center, if approved, will be not just as controversial, but controversial like the Village entrance was, because that's precisely where they want to put it, on the site of the canyon, kind of across from Festival of the Arts as you come down at the very end of Broadway. Right where the Village entrance was supposed to be, that's where they want to put the Cultural Arts Center. And they've pointed to Google's proposed headquarters, which is this gorgeous, round, spherical building made of all glass. They've pointed to that as an example of how cool this building could be. And if it is that cool, the same argument of, well, more people are going to want to come to town then, thus increasing traffic and tourism, will be an argument again, just like it was with the Village entrance. So we'll see. Like I said, I want to see in this plan, and it's in there subliminally, but I want to see more directly, here's what we're going to do to help millennials come to Laguna Beach. I'm one, and I struggled to start a business here, and I know the red tape. I know how hard it is, and I wish it was made easier for people my age, because the town will get older and older. As the mayor said last week at the Spirit of Laguna Awards, he said, we have to start passing this torch, start passing this town to the younger generation. Right now, that means 40-somethings who are established in town. That's the younger generation. But to me, it's 20-somethings, and we need to see more capability of them doing business in Laguna. That's my two cents this morning.